I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Things are not looking good in Zimbabwe today. President Robert Mugabe appears to be determined to hang on to power. His government has banned political rallies in the capital, Harare, and Mugabe himself has decided not to attend a regional summit on Zimbabwe this weekend. Almost 2 weeks after the people of Zimbabwe voted, they still don't know who won. Laura Lynch was in Zimbabwe to cover the election and its aftermath for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. She's now in Johannesburg. First of all, Laura, what does it mean that Robert Mugabe isn't going to this meeting of the Southern Africa Development Community, that he'll refuse in the long run to accept whatever they say?
Well, it's certainly not a good sign that he's decided not to attend these meetings, that his people are saying that this meeting was called without consultation. If he was going to take what they were doing seriously, presumably he would have been there to take part in the discussion. In the meantime, they're taking all sorts of steps inside the country. As you said, banning political rallies. There's all sorts of suggestions that the military is branching out into all areas of the country to ensure that the opposition is, at the very least, intimidated. There are now reports, as you know, of white-owned farms being taken over by those who call themselves veterans of Zimbabwe's war for independence. This seems to be moving along at all fronts and giving every indication that Mugabe intends to do everything he can to stay in power.
This meeting of the Southern Africa Development Community, it'll be in Zambia. What exactly will they be talking about and who will be there?
It's a crisis meeting. They'll be talking about Zimbabwe. They'll be talking about the election. They'll be having all members of SADC there represented, and also Morgan Tsvangirai, who is the leader of the opposition. And we thought initially that it was going to be Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Mugabe. Mr. Tsvangirai has certainly been pressing his case among African nations for so long. He has complained that Southern African nations would not stand up for the people of Zimbabwe, would not help him make his case against Robert Mugabe. He seems to be getting some sympathetic hearing from some leaders. Jacob Zuma, who is the incoming leader of the African National Congress in South Africa, has come around to his point of view on this and has split with the country's president, Thabo Mbeki, to say that he believes that this needs to be dealt with quickly. At the very least, the opposition is hoping what they'll get out of this meeting is a call for these election results to finally be published.
As you know, South Africa has borne a lot of the brunt, one could argue, of Zimbabwe's failing economy. Thousands and thousands of Zimbabweans have fled to South Africa for work. In Johannesburg, do you sense any impatience with this unresolved aftermath to the elections in Zimbabwe?
They're very impatient with it. It's had a huge impact on their economy, and they don't like the fact that there are so many of them here. There are so many of them who are unemployed. They blame Zimbabweans for a great deal of crime going on here, rightly or wrongly. There's certainly no empirical evidence to suggest that Zimbabweans are disproportionately responsible for any spike in the level of crime in South Africa, but they simply feel that they don't have room here to welcome all of these people and to house all of these people here. That's the biggest side effect of what's gone on in the country with the political instability. So if you talk to a lot of South Africans, they would like to see this resolved. They'd like to see things calm down. They are frustrated with Thabo Mbeki for not taking a stronger stand on this.
Laura, why did you leave Zimbabwe? I mean, you're not one to leave a story before it's done.
The fact is, we were in there legally. We were accredited by the government to cover the election. Our accreditation ran out on Monday at midnight. We were in the offices of the Information Ministry trying to win an extension to stay in the country. We were getting mixed messages on whether that was going to happen. And in fact, Marco, to this moment, we still haven't been given a firm yes or a no to accreditation, but we've made the decision that we had to come out at least for now. If we get an extension to our accreditation, we'll go back in. If we get new accreditation for what may or may not be a runoff, we'll definitely be back as well.
Laura Lynch has been covering the Zimbabwe elections for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. She's been speaking to us from Johannesburg. Laura, thank you very much, as always.
You're welcome, Marco.